How are El Chapo, DMX, and the Four Corner Hustlers gang of Chicago all connected? It's quite an interesting story. El Chapo's trial is currently underway in New York and at the same time in Chicago, so it's possibly the largest RICO case against a black Chicago street gang in history. The Four Corner Hustlers, who are accused of running a retail drug empire and committing multiple murders. The drugs the Four Corner Hustlers would have sold would have mostly come from El Chapo's Sinaloa cartel, who used Chicago as their distribution hub through most of the 2000s and after 2010. But they passed through several layers of middlemen first. One of these middlemen was a Latin King gang leader named Rudy Cato Rangel Jr. Cato Rangel's 2003 murder is one of the homicides included in the Four Corner Hustler racketeering case. Here's how the murder happened. In May 2003, Martise Nunnery, a member of the Unknown Vice Lords, got in touch with a guy named Marcus Ware, who worked at the barbershop that Cato frequented, and told Ware to call him next time Cato came to the barbershop. Under oath, Ware said Nunnery told him he'd pay $1,500 to $2,000 for fingering Cato when he showed up at the barbershop. Ware said Nunnery told him that he was going to kill Cato because he was going to get a $190,000 bounty plus 15 kilos of cocaine, which is a lot of money to pay to get somebody killed. Nunnery reached out to a guy named LaBar Spann, one of the leaders of the Four Corner Hustlers, which controlled big chunks of Chicago's west side. LaBar Spann's first serious case was back in June of 97 when he was just 18. Spann had been charged with murder and aggravated discharge of a firearm, but found not guilty. His two co-defendants got 60 years in prison. Spann walked. Not long after beating those cases, LaBar Spann got shot. He was confined to a wheelchair, but he still managed to be in the streets and rise to a high rank in the Four Corner Hustlers. So LaBar Spann finds a shooter for Martise Nunnery, and his name is Donnell Squeaky Simmons. Simmons was recently paroled from prison, and he was offered between $10,000 and $30,000 to kill Rudy Cato Rangel, Latin King's gang leader. Simmons has recently come out and told police that the reason for the hit was that Cato had stolen 150 kilos of cocaine from somebody in Chicago. This is Donnell Simmons' exact words to the police. Bro man told me about a lick that a Puerto Rican had done against some Mexicans for 150 kilos and wanted dude taken care of. So recently, in May of 2017, Donnell Simmons, who's serving 53 years in prison and is trying to get, I assume, time shaved off, started making statements that are being used in this big Four Corner Hustler indictment now. And he said back in 03, he rode in a car with LaBar Spann. They saw Martise Nunnery talking to a Puerto Rican on the sidewalk, and Spann pointed and said, "That's Cato, that's the target of the hit." June 4th, 2003. Cato is watching the NBA Finals sitting in the barber chair at the barbershop.
The right thigh contusion this season.
Marcus Ware makes the call. Nunnery and Spann go pick up Donnell Simmons and park near the barbershop. The hitman, Simmons, testified that LaBar Spann handed him a pistol and said, "Don't miss. Come back, we'll be here waiting for you." So Cato's watching the NBA Finals on TV as the hitman approaches. Simmons passes two men outside, tells them to watch out. He goes inside, puts the gun to Cato's head, and starts firing. Rudy Rangel falls out of the barber chair. Simmons keeps firing. He hits the barber in the foot, and he hits Cato's bodyguard in the hand and starts running. Cato's bodyguard pursues Simmons, claims he fires off a couple shots, dumps a gun in a bucket of soapy water outside the barbershop. Two Cook County sheriffs were nearby and they overheard the shots. Despite there being two Cook County sheriffs nearby, Simmons got away from the crime scene. So Rudy Cato Rangel Jr., Latin Kings faction leader, had been murdered and the streets were talking. LeBar Spann was already under scrutiny by the Chicago police, but it would be more than 5 months before any arrests were made. Ware and Nunnery were brought in on November 14th, and Simmons was arrested 8 days later, initially in a separate incident. LeBar Spann was already in the Cook County Jail on another armed robbery charge, and detectives came in and said they wanted to talk to him about the murder of Cato Rangel. Cato was a charismatic figure, a Puerto Rican Big Meech, if you will. Well known amongst the hottest rappers and athletes of the day, Rangel was married to a woman named Valerie Gaitan, the daughter of a Chicago police officer. That seems weird that one of the largest drug dealers in the city would be married to the daughter of a Chicago police officer, but not really when you know about Chicago. Recently, Cato's name has been coming up on shows like Drinks Champs and other outlets. From various stories from rappers like Fat Joe and others. Seems like he was one of the guys you could say rappers checked in with when they visited the Shy. One of Cato's best friends in the rap world was noted cocaine enthusiast DMX. And DMX was so broken up about Cato's murder that he made a song about it entitled Ayo, Cato.
Yo.
Yo, X, got some bad news.
Cato's dead, man.
What?
Yeah, Cato's dead, man.
You can't be serious, man.
At the end of the video, Cato's wife, Valerie, whose name Cato had tattooed on his arm along with the phrase, destined forever, pledged her eternal loyalty, telling Cato she'll always love him.
I'll always love you, Cato.
At first, the police thought Cato's murder resulted from an attempted jewel robbery, as Cato liked to wear even more jewels than his rapper friends. But eventually, the evidence in the case produced a much different conclusion. Not only was his jewelry not even missing, Simmons and Nunnery had released the information to the police that the murder was about the 150 kilos of cocaine. Cato grew up in the LeClaire Courts public housing in southwest Chicago, and that's one of the same places the Four Corner Hustlers are accused of selling drugs in this current indictment. He was childhood friends with two Mexican twin brothers, Pedro and Margarito Flores. Pedro and Margarito Flores, by the mid-2000s, were possibly the two biggest cocaine distributors for the Sinaloa cartel in the entire United States, or the two biggest that we know about, and of course, we only know about the people who get arrested. The Flores brothers are also two of the star testifying witnesses in the El Chapo trial in New York. They became informants in 2009. Around 2008, the Flores twins got indicted in Milwaukee. They fled to Mexico. Guess who went with them? Valerie Gaitan. She had taken up with one of the Flores brothers after Cato's death. And they even hid out for a time in one of El Chapo's homes. So they were living with El Chapo. In 2009, they decided the heat was too intense and they made a deal with the U.S. federal government and immediately went into witness protection. Cato's wife joined them there. So it's 2008 and the trial of Simmons, Martise Nunnery, and LeBar Spann is about to happen for the murder of Cato. Ware, the guy, the barbershop guy who made the call that Cato was there, he cut a deal. Martise Nunnery cut a deal. Simmons made statements. So all of them got sent into prison. The shooter got 53 years, Simmons, Nunnery got 36 years, and Ware got like 10 years. But LeBar Spann, the supposed mastermind, he went to trial, beat the case. But now this new Four Corner Hustler indictment, it brings the Cato Rangel case back and reveals all the details. So allegedly, here's what happened. Cato robbed his old friends, the Flores brothers. Now, I don't know if rob means he got it on consignment and just didn't pay him, or he literally robbed him, but he got 150 kilos of cocaine from the Flores twins, didn't want to pay. Flores twins reach out to Martise Nunnery, who reaches out to LeBar Spann. Events are set in motion. Kato ends up dead. DMX makes his video about missing Kato. Kato's wife appears, says how she'll always love him. Immediately goes and takes up with, I think it was Margarito Flores. Who knows? Maybe she was the one that told the Flores brothers that Kato is the one that took their drugs. It seems suspect to me, and it shows what kind of women deal with those real high-level drug traffickers. So LaBar Spann beat the Kato murder case back in 08, but now in what seems like double jeopardy, but I guess it's not because it's included in this RICO indictment, along with five other murders and a bunch of drug dealing charges, is facing the case again. The shooter, Donnell Simmons, has been cooperating, I assume, to get 53-year prison term reduced. And their trial is going to be in September 2019. El Chapo's trial is going on right now. The Flores twins, they got a very light sentence. They may be free as we speak. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're going to testify in the Four Corner Hustlers trial also. More on the Flores brothers later.
I'll always love you, Kay.
What if I told you that the illegal drug business wouldn't be possible without the American government?
Treason against the American people committed by Central Intelligence.
For meeting with the CIA, and you will have your indictment dismissed in federal court.
The U.S. government cut deals and bestowed favors on brutal dictators, malevolent generals, and murderous gangsters in every corner of the globe.
You're getting emotional again.
You might think it was just a conspiracy theory. You'd be wrong.
Drugs were in the black community. Nobody really cared.
All the heroin was coming from Italian sources, Jewish too.
The African American community has quite a debt to what we would consider a criminal enterprise.